Yeah, yeah.
You working?
Yeah. Okay. Well, and anyway, it's on record, right?
Yeah.
The Zecher Nishmas Avi Mari Yaakov Yisrael Pinchas, the Zecher Nishmas Daniel Shane of Asir Shua Falk. Good morning, everybody. Okay, good to see you all. I guess more remote than well, we have Ezra here, so. Okay. Okay, if anyone can put on their cameras, it's always good to see everybody, especially if the Ruba is not here in person. So it's always good to see, at least see everyone's faces. Okay, so we're starting a new packet 12. This is the beginning of the Hachakas. In other words, there's what are the Surah Daraisa that are involved in Nida, and what are the added Hachakas that come afterwards. So the Torah says in Parsha Zachare, Ish Ish al Kol She'er Besoro Lo Sikruvu Legalos Erva Ani Hashem. So what does it mean, Lo Sikruvu Legalos Erva? So the Rambam Shita in the Sefer Mitzvahs on page 3, So the Torah says that not only by the Arayas is an issur of actually cohabiting with the Arayas and Issur Bia, but there's an issur kravel Arayas. So chibuk v'nishuk is also with the arayas. So lo sikravu, the Rambam learns to get close, even if they're not doing a ma'isabia. And that's the Rambam here in the Sefer HaMitzvos. And the Rambam as well, in the Mishnah Torah, if you look here on page 12, Perek Yud Aleph, Perek Chof Aleph, rather, Kolaba Ala Erva. When I rise to Derech Ivorim, or Shechibik Vinishek Derech Taiva. In other words, it was intimacy, but not actual intercourse. Venena Bekir Basar, how is a Lokim in a Torah? So his Nena Bekir Basar is Lokim in a Torah, Shinema, Lubilti Asos Bechukas Atov, and Lo Sikru Lo Galo Serva. Kloma Lo Sikru Lo Dvarim Hamvim Lide Gilu Erva. So the actual Gilui Erva is the Maisabia, but this is even Lo Sikruvu, and this is a discussion in the poskim, the concept of Siag Daraisa. In other words, normally we have Siagim, the first Mishnah Pirkei Avos, also Siag LaTorah, that the Drabanan tells us to make Siagim. The Torah, like the first Mishnah in Brachas, that the question went, can you say Kriya Shema until? So one opinion says maybe you could say it the whole night, but one opinion says no, Chatzos, because if you're going to say it till the whole night, you might come to say it past the whole night and it's already in the morning and it's too late. So you make a Siag. There's a whole discussion, as Rav Shechter discussed many years ago, about Siag to Mitzvah Esei, Prima Godim, but there's Siagim. But usually Siagim are things that the Rabbanan instituted. Rabbanan instituted Siagim. So the Torah is the Torah, and then the Rabbanan said, you know, we feel that people may be Nichshal, so we're going to... So the same thing, the Isser Kares is the boil nida. But if a person was going to do chibuk v'nishuk, that could come to be baral nida. So therefore, here, Rav Yosef Engel has a discussion about this, that it's a siag l'torah, that the Torah made a siag also, that you can't even have chibuk v'nishuk, and if you violate chibuk v'nishuk, then you get malchus for that. But it's a lav d'oraisa of a sikru v'gala serva. So that's the shitas Harambam. And Kayadua, the Ramban disagrees. Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvahs says he doesn't think it's true. He really doesn't think that's the pshat in the pasuk. Ramban learns here, take a look in the page 3 in the Ramban and the Sefer Mitzvahs. Kotzav Harav HaMitzvah Shin and Gimel Shinimnu Misin Adain Ba'achas Mikol Arayis Rafil Belo Biyah Chibuk V'Nishuk V'Adom Elhem Mipulos HaMach Mikim Bezima V'Hu Amru Yisala B'Meni'ah Hazos Kol She'er B'Sor Lo Sikru V'Galos Erva. It says, "Vihine, Harav Matzah Abraisa Zum Mefreshes B'Tala Dvar B'Ilan Gadol Aval Kafi Ha'ian B'Talmud Ein Hadavar Kain." He says he found the Abraisa that Loshen Sifra. In other words, Loshen Sifra says what the Rambam says that Ein Liela Shelo Yigala Minayin Shelo Yikrov Talmud Lo Lusikrov. So that's what the Rambam got it from. That's Sifra. But he says, the Ramban says, Harav, meaning the Rambam, Mata, Brice, Zul, Mufresh, Fatala, Dvar, Beel, and Gadol. He has an Eel and Gadol, meaning the Brice and the Sifra is an Eel and Gadol. Aval Kafia, Ian, Betalman, Ein Hadover King. But he says, if you look all over Shas, it's not Pshat. That's not the way the Shas normally understands. So you have the Krav, Hashem, Bogiva, Erva, Chibuk, Venisha, Rav, Malkus, Rav, Gormor, Isha. The Gemara has a discussion whether you're allowed to be in bed with your wife. You're wearing clothing and she's wearing clothing. And the Gemara says, that the Torah only asked mamish be a mamish. Ishi shall call share b'sor lo sikru v'galos erva. So he says that most cases in Shas, Sikravu is referring to actual Bia Mamish. How do you get rid of this? 1 second, the antivirus protection expired.
Tell me.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah.
Which type of virus? It's a different type of virus. So then he writes, so look what the Ramban writes in the last four lines on page 3. The Kavan Shlo also came novin behem ki etzlam zeha isumid rabbanan. He says the whole issur of kiruv erva, if it's not bia mamish, he thinks maybe that's only an issur derabbanan. Or it's chatzi shir. In other words, in the svarim, they have the concept of chatzi shir bekamus and chatzi shir beechus. See, first we discussed that the Rambam is machadeish, a concept of siag d'oraisa, like Rav Yosef Engel has a whole discussion. That lo sikravu l'galas erva is chibuk v'nishuk, and that's a siag d'oraisa. In other words, because the real iser is the bia mamish, And usually the Chachamim are the ones that institute the siyag, and here the Torah itself instituted the siyag. Of chibuk v'nishuk is a siyag to be a mamish. That's how the Rambam says. Another example that's given, Shechter mentioned, Rav Yosef Engel mentions, many people mention this, is we're already Lamed Yom Kod Machag, so we could speak about Pesach a little bit. So Bal Yeroah, so the Ran seems to say that the concept, what's wrong with Bal Yeroah? Why can't I have chometz in my house? I won't eat it. Just like you can have treif in your house, you won't eat it. But the Rishon explained that we're afraid if you keep it in your house, you're going to eat it. Especially because this is something you normally eat. See, treif, you don't normally eat. You bedili inshim, like the Tosis explains. Treif, you don't normally eat, so we're not afraid. But chometz, you need it all the time, chometz. So we're afraid if you're going to keep it in your house, then you might come to eat it. So that's a lav of Bal Yeroah, which is a lav. So it's similar to this lav. In other words, the Torah where, as Yosef Engel points out, the Torah itself, made a lav, which is a siag, which is against the norm, because normally it's the Chachamim who are made a siag. The Torah is the Chachamim that are making the lav. But the Ramban disagrees with this. Not necessarily he disagrees with the whole concept of Siag D'Oraisa, but in this context, he doesn't think it's correct. He thinks that there is no... The Lo Sikru V'U L'Galus Erev is only going on Bia Mamish. Lo Sikru V'U means to get close, to be Megala Erev, to have relations. So it's not a Chibuk. Chibuk V'Nishuk is not a Lav. In the Torah, according to Ramban. So what is it? So what avera do you get if you do chibuk v'nishuk when the arayis? So he has two possibilities. Either one possibility is what? It's only the Rabban. So that's a big gap between the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam says you get, so this is the arayis with malchus. The Ramban says one pshat is that it's only a din d'rabban. The other pshat is that it's a chatzi shir. So like I started saying, that there are two types of chatzi shir that the Achronim discuss. There's chatzi shir bekamus and chatzi shir be'echus. Chatzi shir bekamus means like this, that if you eat chazir, and you eat kezayis of chazir, you get malchus. But if you eat less than a kezayis, you don't get malchus, but it's still chatzi shir also min haTorah. So that's an echus, that's in quantity. But then there's a concept of chatzi shir in what? In quality. I'll give you an example. Someone to say like chametz nuksha. In other words, chametz, okay, again, good examples from chametz because we're shloshim yom kol hachag. So if something becomes chametz, I remember there was a professor here at NYU, Dr. Eli Levine. He was, I think, a Talmud of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, so he went back a long time. I remember he used to give shiurim in Brooklyn in Talmud Yerushalmi, but he was like a big maven to understand what chametz really means. How many people understand what? It's a simple chemical reaction that causes the chimitz. But say you had a partial reaction. In other words, it was a partial chemical reaction, not a full thing. So it's partial chimitz in quality. So that's called chimitz nuksha. The chimitz process began, but therefore you don't get malchus of chometz nuksha. Some say chometz nuksha maybe is only even the rabbanon, but it's the process began. So that it's the same size of a kezayis, right? But in quality, it didn't go through the whole chimitz process. So the same thing he wants to say So that's an example. There are other examples of Chatzi Shia. Or someone to say, this is a whole discussion. One of the, it was a Jun's man, or it was a Ben Hasmesrim's man, right, talked about Hilchas Uber. You know, but what's the story of, you know, what's the halachic discussion of terminating pregnancy, abortion? So there are different shitas of what's, you know, is it, some hold it's a Ritzicha Mamish, some hold that's only Chavala, some hold discuss, you know, different shitas. So some want to say, some shitas hold that it's a partial life. It's not fully alive. It's a partial life, so if you would kill it, it would be a Chatzi Shir of Ritzicha. Because the life is not a full life, so then the Ritzicha is not a full Ritzicha. So it's Chatzi Shir in Kamus. So that's the concept. So he wants to say to my man over here that if you Chibuk V'Nishuk is not actual intercourse, but it's considered like a Chatzi Shir of that. A Chatzi Shir in Kamus. So according to that pshat, it would be a deraisa, because Chatzi Shir is a deraisa, but it would be only a Chatzi Shir in Kamus. And as, so he has two pshatim the Ramban. Either it's a din derabanan of Chibuk V'Nishuk, or it's a nisa deraisa bidin Chatzi Shir, and it would be similar Chatzi Shir in Kamus. And the same for Masas Moshe. By Rav Moshe Chavroni, he wrote as a Shiur Masas Moshe, he has a siman about that, about the concept of Chatzi Shir in Kamus, in Echus rather. Chatzi Shir in Kamus, that's the sugya in Yuma, you know, that you didn't eat a full, that we learned last year, you didn't do, eat a full Shir, you eat a Chatzi Shir. Yeah.
Rabbi, is this only in terms of a man to his wife, or is it to any woman? Like, let's say, a girl, a relative, she's, you know, to give her a hug, you know.
Right, so this would be anyone who's, like, if you assume Nida is an Erva, so it would be even to a single woman who's a Nida. You know, or a relative who you're not allowed to... you're not allowed to marry, you know, an aunt or something like that. Your sister, you know, those are all our rights. So it's not only your it's not a din only about your wife. It's a, so according to the Rambam, Chibuk V'Nishuk of all the arayas is in the Simalkas, and according to the Ramban, it's one of these two possibilities. Either the Rabbanan or...
One more knage is that it has to be done the darachiba, but if it's not done
right,
then it's okay.
Right, so it has to be done.
So if you go to the bank and a woman, you know, shakes your hand or something, it's...
Yeah. Yeah, that's the famous truth. Take a quick look here on page 24. Quick look on page 24, the famous tshuva. Rav Moshe's famous tshuva on Chelek Bey Simon Yud Dalid and Evan Ezer in Halicha b'subway u'b'bus. See, Rav Moshe does the he doesn't use the modern Hebrew. In the Satmar Sefer, they wouldn't use the modern Hebrew because the Satmar Rebbe was against modern Hebrew, so they wouldn't use Rakevet or something like that because that's modern Hebrew. So Satmar Rebbe was very against using modern Hebrew words. So that's why, like in the Satmar Sfarim, they won't use the word hashmal to say electricity. They'll write in the Yiddish spelling, electric. You know, Rav Moshe, I don't think was midin that. It just he didn't speak modern. I don't know if he spoke modern Hebrew. So he everything he, you know, like he wouldn't call, Rav Moshe wouldn't call a car a machonit in his truvas. He'll call it a machine. You know. That's you know, that was how we, but in the Satmar Sfarim, you know, they won't do it. It's a shita. So here he is, b'halicha b'subway or b'bus b'shashi efshar lizar miyigio chifa b'nashim b'tzad hadoichet. So meaning if you during rush hour, if you go on the subway, because now, you know, with COVID, you know, Moshe didn't know from COVID, you know, so, you know, so maybe there's not as many people there these days, but in the old days during rush hour, it was packed. The train was packed, and you would always bump into somebody. So the question is, if you bump into a woman, is that considered a problem? Or even your wife? You have to, if you go in the subway with your wife and she's a nida during rush hour, should you dafka try to be a, you know, stand in different, you know, parts of the, you know, so you shouldn't bump into each other. This tshuva was to the famous Rabbi Yaakov Shatan. Who's Rabbi Yaakov Shatan? Rabbi Yaakov Shatan was from the Lower East Side. He was a yid from the Lower East Side. He was a big character. I tell you, he was a big fan of who? Of the YU Max. He religiously attended all the games of the basketball team, the YU Max, of this fellow, of Yaakov Shatan. So before he would come to the game, he would eat in the cafeteria. So before I was married, when I would eat dinner in the cafeteria, I would see him. Sometimes I would eat with him. I would eat dinner with him. So he told me that he was interested in getting into the Igros Moshe, when Rav Moshe was printing it, so he wanted to be in the Sefer. So he figured, I'll ask a Shaila to Rav Moshe, I'll get in the Sefer. So that's what he did. So he asked his Shaila to Rav Moshe about going in the train during the rush hour. So it worked, and he got his name in the Sefer. The last time I saw him was, he's no longer alive, by Rabbi Tuchman's Ofrif, by the Kiddush there. He was there. That was, I think, the last time I saw him, a long time ago, of Yaakov Shatan. So he was a character that lived on the Lower East Side, but for some reason, he liked the Mac. I think he used to go to the away games also. That's a real chassid. Not only to go to the games here, but to go to the away games. So we'll talk about it. He was Mazaka the Rabbin, that Moshe wrote this famous tshuva because of him. See? The famous tshuva. So that's the discussion, Rabbi Avram, that it has the chora has to be derech chiva. And then there are other, you know, examples. Take a look in the Ovos de Reb Nosson on page 8 and 9. The Ovos de Reb Nosson, the Hilgo Ovos de Reb Nosson, stay. Ezel Siach also told the Varea, Omer Isha, Menidas. So he says, what's an example of a Siag that the Torah made? They're called Siag de Reisa. So the Isha Menidas Timbos, Olo Sikrov, Shayachal Yichab Kerev Yenash Kerev Yadav Yemad Dvar Metalim. You might think he could hug her, kiss her, and speak Dvar Metalim. And they could sleep in the bed together. So Talmud Lomar that they can't. Isha Mingos Olo Sigrov. And another example that's given, I think, from Joseph Engel quotes about the Nazir. That a Nazir can't eat the wine, but, you know, you tell the Nazir to stay away from the whole vineyard. Okay, so that's the story here. So we have to see who we paskin like and how this comes about. You know, every once in a while, recently I've had several shilas about this, that the husband was sick and he needed his wife to help him get out of bed. You know, because he couldn't even get out of bed, but she was an ida. So that's the question. So we have to go through now the postgame to see how we.
Rabbi, I wanted to understand that a lot better because I really, you know, if you're able to be Michal Shabbat, right, to help someone who's sick, so why is being a Nida worse than being Michal Shabbat?
Again, what's the question again, Avram?
If you're able to be Mechalel Shabbos to help a sick person, right?
Right.
Why would a Nida be worse than Shabbos?
why would a nida be worse than Shabbos? So that's the question, because a nida, if it's arayos, right? So then there's a din of yarek val yavar. Right? In other words, right? If there's certain things that you can't violate, even if it's a question of saving your own life. Right? So therefore, we have to see in the poskim what's the din of yarek val yavor by arayos.
So you're saying that by Shabbos it's not yarek val yavor, so therefore.
You want to see if now that you brought it up. Arava, I wasn't going to do this right now, but since Avraham brought it up, let's take a look. There's a famous machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Shach. Now that Rav Avraham brought it up, I'll show you the machlokes between the Beis Yosef and the Shach. So he says, about taking a pulse. Could the husband, say the husband's a doctor, could he take the pulse of his wife? So the Beis Yosef says on page 18, again, this is only the beginning. It will take me longer to fully explain about it. Get your feet wet here a little bit. He says, second line, we got a tshuva to Ramban. Ramban has a tshuva. Osir lebal mashish tefak ishto. Whereas a husband can't take his wife's pulse. Okay. Also, the Baal Mashesh, the fact is to need a for peace, and also the Shavai Bishesha Shamor from Acherim, and Baal Nichola, Shim Zuman Tadir. Near the Maida Osser, Loshonilan Ben Yeshom Rofim Achem Leinam. But he says that it's Mashal Narban. Over there was other doctors you could go to. But he says, in a holy mesukan, the ancient rofim, but if it's a holy mesukan and there's no doctor around, only the husband who's a doctor, so then he thinks that the Ramban would permit it. Mashmich tzas midvar of the shari, mishum pikuach nefesh. Right? Like you said, Rav Avram, it shouldn't be kuach nefesh, you should be allowed to take the pulse. Right? But he wants to say that maybe that's only the Ramban l'shitaso. Ikin l'meimu l'tamei ozil, the sovin negiz nida in asur al midrabon. He says, according to the Ramban, that touching a nida, hugging a nida, kissing a nida is only the Rabbanon, so therefore we're going to permit, in the case of Choyli, that he could, touch her, take her pulses, etc. Because the whole thing is only an Issur Rabban. If there's no other doctor around, he could do it. One second. Aval HaRambam, the Negias Erva Asur Min HaTorah. But according to the Rambam, Nigiya is also min haTorah. So look, this is the most chumradika thing you'll ever see. He says, "Afal pi sheish bo pikuach nefesh, efshar de osur, mishum dehave abizra degila arayas v'tzarachin." So the Beis Yosef said that according to the Rambam, it could be that even in this question of pikuach nefesh, the husband can't touch his wife when she's a nida, because it's abizrayu de gilu arayas, right? Gilu arayas is gilu arayas mamish. And abizrayu is things that are not mamish to maisabiyah, but things that are related to, you know, types of intimacy and things like that. So this is the famous Beis Yosef. The Beis Yosef says that the heter of the husband, if there's no other doctor around, the heter of the husband to take the pulse of the wife, even though he's going to touch her, is only because the Ramban Lashitasa, who holds the whole thing of touching, is only what? Is only with the Rabbanan. So if it's a big tzorech, it's mutter. But according to the Rambam, even a big tzorech would be aser. Wow. Because he holds it's a deraisa, and since it's deraisa, it's not only a deraisa, it's part of gila arayas. It's a bizrayu de gila arayas, even though it's not mamish bia, but it's also, and it's gila, and he can't touch her.
How can the Beis Yosef extend Yerayu Ve'Yavor to Abizrayu of Yerayu Ve'Yavor? Like, that's not the same thing. No?
Well, the Gemara discusses that. The Gemara discusses a man has an urge. A famous Gemara in Sanhedrin. A man has a desire to be with a woman. And if he's not, it might cause him to die. So he'd rather want to actually be boiled up, but if not, at least see her without clothing on, or at least speak to her intimately. And the Gemara says he can't do that, even if it's the cost of his life, because that's the shita that you have to give up your life for Gila Arayas, and also the Mizrayu of Gila Arayas. So the Beis Yosef's Chiddush is in the Rambam to take the pulse. Is a bizrayu de gila arayas, and you would have to give up your life. And that's the Beis Yosef's thing, that the heter was only according to the Ramban, because he holds it to the Ramban. That's the famous Beis Yosef. But comes the Shach and says, what's going on here? I don't understand this Beis Yosef. The famous Shach, the Eilu Geshach, on page 20, Zot Eilu Geshach. But the second line, "Aval Rambam gives a rasum in the Torah, ach v'pishish pikuach nevesh, efshad also mishum d'abzorg sarchir." So he says, "Ain near the." He says he doesn't understand the Rambam. What's the problem with the Rambam? Because the Rambam, I don't understand. The Rambam says that it's gila arayas if you hug your wife, but it's only if it's derech chiba, right? When he takes up his pulse, he's not doing a derech taiva. Devadai, look at the fourth line of the Shach. He says he doesn't think the Beis Yosef is right. He thinks even the Beis Yosef, even the Rambam would be matir. If it's a case of pikuach nefesh and she needs her pulse to be taken, even the Rambam would say it's mutter. Rava Rambam, linking it to the right, she also came derech taiva v'chiba v'chiz v'via. If he does it in a way of... In you know, real intimate way, you know, showing derech of love, not just taking you know temperature, taking you know. So he thinks. Not like he says, "V'chein aminik pasher sherofim Yisrael mashmir matfach shol isha feel eishes ish." He says you have doctors that take pulse of women, even married women. Even though there can be other doctors. So what must be the answer? The answer is, because that's not derech chiba, that's not derech taiva. So in other words, the Shach is arguing with the... In other words, Beis Yosef is saying within the Rambam, and the Shach is saying, you don't understand. The Rambam would not say that. The Rambam wouldn't say you have to give up your life for not to touch your wife, to say... that's the... So what's... So the question is, so what's the pshat of the Beis Yosef? Right? What's the pshat of the Beis Yosef?
Rabbi, maybe it depends if you think that the Isser of Chibuk B'Nishuk is Arachaka, or you think it's Be'etzem Aser. Then, if it's Arachaka, then probably only Derech Chibuk would be Aser.
Yeah. But the Rambam writes the fairies, Derech Taiva, right? Yeah.
Yeah, that, it could just be like a light plug if it's unless you think it's a harchaka, like the officer of Nassim, then the shach makes much more sense. But maybe the Beis Yosef held that it wasn't a harchaka.
But what about the Lashon HaRambam? The Lashon HaRambam is Derech Taiva, right? The Lashon HaRambam that we saw, it's Derech. Right, where's the Rambam? Here. Chibuk v'nishik derech taiva v'nena b'kir v'basar. So, it's hard to say that this is called derech taiva v'nena b'kir v'basar when he's just taking the pulse. So that's the kasha. I mean, in other words, it's not just the shach; it's the Rambam himself. So the Torah Sashlomim on page 20. Discusses this. First word on the line is the Harambam. He's afraid that once you're going to physically touch her body, even though your intent is going to be to take the pulse and not for any loving relationship, but the line is so narrow, so once you touch her, to not have a feeling of getting pleasure from touching her, and it's very hard. And the Rambam is saying you can't make that distinction. So therefore you can't touch her, because it's a mashua way, and it's command impossible to not to go over the line. In other words, once you're touching, and therefore he defends the Rambam. So the question is, what about Rav Moshe's tshuva? But Rav Moshe said that it's okay. So is Rav Moshe only working within the shach? Was Rav Moshe also working within the Beis Yosef? This is a very long Dush Teshuva. Yeah, and he quotes it on page 25, Torah Shlomim, Docha Divrei Hashach. In the next paragraph, page 4, Chavod is a Torah Shlomim, Nira Debal, the Torah Shitas HaBeis Yosef, Rambam, Oster, Memashmei, Shadfak, Vishto Nida, Mishum HaBizr, the Glorias, Rambam, Matim, Mishum Vishto Nida, Karav Hadav, Shekevan, Shelibo, Gospen, Nena, Mikin Yosef, Sheishamish, Mishum HaTfak. Vakar Shavol, the Lchen Yavo, Belav, Avobinoshim, the Amav, Shechamur, Zlinin, Yisad, Odikri, Vahal, Shalom, He says, first of all, he thinks that the Rambam is talking about, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about your own wife. You see, when is it such a... You see, your own wife, you're used to touching her in a loving way. So by your own wife, if you're going to touch her, Shalom Kederachiba, then it's going to be... he says, that's where the Beis Yosef is saying it. And that's where the Torah Shlomim is saying it. So therefore, and in the subway, it's Shalom Derech Taiva, but it's not your wife. We'll see what's the din if it is your wife. But it's strange women that you're bumping into. So it's low b'derchiba, low b'derch taiva, so it's okay to be in the subway with strange people that you're going to bump into. Because it's only... But then he writes on page 26... He says, in other words, so if you're with other women, so then it's only derech taiva zaser. L'chein lo shayach l'chushu melechas b'subway b'bus, b'shas alicha la'avoda. So he says, you're allowed to go into the bus, into the subway during rush hour, even though you can get swished. Shedchukim udchufim anoshim anoshim. Afshal yuchol lizar benegiyah udchivim anoshim. So it's not a problem because it's not derech taiva. So the Rambam would agree to that. Negiyah v'lo miskavim. Machashiyah afshal lizar. Ain't a derech taiva v'chibo. But what if you're going to work with your wife? Right? Im holech sham gam im ishto nida. You have oven shalo yafshal lizar. Negiyah v'lo motzoy zeda yichol lama b'machum acher. So it could be for your wife, you have to tell her not to stand next to you in the bus, in the train. So, but say she happens to walk in with you and then you get squished, the husband and wife. So then it should be totally the machlok is the shach and the Beis Yosef, that according to the shach, it's still okay because he says you can even take her pulse. Beis Yosef not. So he wants to say no, that even with your wife it's okay in the train, because there it's negiyah shaloba miskavin. You see, when you take her pulse, so you have kavana to touch her. Obviously, you're taking a pulse. Even though it's not for a kavanah chiba, but it could lead to that. But here, you don't even have kavanah to touch her. So he thinks that even the Beis Yosef, half the Beis Yosef ain't lochosh. So it's even the Beis Yosef who says to take your wife's pulse is Yarek Val Yavor. But that's only when you have kavanah to touch her. Because when you're taking a pulse, you have kavanah to touch her, even though you don't have kavanah to touch her in a derechiba. But when you're in the subway, so certainly for the strange ladies, it's okay. But according to the Beis Yosef, even the shaloka derechiba, you have to be choshes, it'll become derechiba, but that's only if you have kavanah to touch. But here you didn't even have kavanah to touch, so even the Beis Yosef would agree that if you got squished against your wife, even though maybe it's preferable to have her, you know, be a little further away from you in the train, you know, when she's in either, but l'maisa, you didn't have kavanah to be no geba, and even the Beis Yosef would be mekel, that it's mutter, if you ended up bumping into her.
We do the chalak between being alone with your wife versus being with other people. Like, maybe the case of taking your wife's pulse is you're home alone with your wife. But what if you're in a room with tons of people? Or like you're on the train. Why can't we be mechalek whether you're alone with her or whether you are in a public place, you know, with lots of people around?
Because, I'll tell you why. Because if it's, say, a person, husband and wife are holding hands, right? So people do that, you know, even in public settings, right? So, but there, it could come to be derech taiva, even though there's so many people there. Whereas when a couple's holding hands on the train, so even though in the society it's not considered maybe inappropriate, but that doesn't mean that it's not derechiba, that they're holding hands derechiba. You understand? So it's even though there are many people around. So derechiba and the fact that there are many people around don't preclude one another. But if you didn't have kavanah to there, they had kavanah to touch each other, holding hands. But if you're in a train where you're not having kavanah to hold hands with your wife, and you're just getting pushed into her, So then he says that even the Beis Yosef, who's so machmir, he thinks it would be meeker, it'd be okay.
So in other words, even if the husband had a wife who's a puach nefesh, and there were some other people in the room, he still wouldn't be able to touch her.
According to the Beis Yosef.
And you can't be mechalic that it's not derech chiba and that it's in public with other people.
Because touching some, in other words, having relations in public, obviously that's not going to happen. But to hold hands and to feel a certain special feeling with your wife, even in public, that could be derech chiba. Because when he's holding his wife's hands, he feels a certain sensation, a certain thing that he doesn't.
I'm basically trying to understand if you take away the yichud aspect, that still remains a bazrayu daraya. You can't take away.
Right, it's nothing to do. Right, you could still have derech chiba even if in a situation where there are people around, because he could be holding hands with her derech chiba. And that's the chiddush of the Beis Yosef, that even if you're not doing a derech chiba, but you have kavanah, the way Moshe explains, if you have kavanah to touch each other, then it's hard to, and it's your wife, it's hard to say that it's not going to be derech chiba, even though it's really not, but it becomes that way. Once somebody that you're rogel to touch in a derech chiba, that can be. Okay, so this is we didn't do the Truma Sadeshin yet, but since Rabbi Abraham was asking me this question, I decided to go straight to the Beis Yosef and the Shach and the Rabbi Shem.
I mean, do we pass here like the Rambam?
Oh, so that's that we'll have to see.
The whole discussion is only if we pass like the Rambam. Once you pass like the Rambam, then
we pass like the Rambam against the Rambam. The question is, do we pass like the Beis Yosef or do we pass like the Shach? But Rav Moshe wants his heter to work even within the Beis Yosef. In other words, he didn't just say, "Oh, we don't," understand? Okay, Rav Moshe. So, Bez Hashem, continue on Wednesday.